This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. One of the last two ships moving grain through the Black Sea Grain Initiative arrived in Istanbul Saturday, leaving only one ship left as part of the grain deal in a Ukraine port in Odessa. The deal is due to expire on Monday. A UN spokesperson for the initiative said that ship in the Turkish capital was to be inspected Saturday. Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said he remains hopeful the deal, which he helped broker with the United Nations, will be extended before Monday's deadline. But there's been no word from Russia. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more. That's the wrong report. Ukraine Saturday criticized Bulgaria's pro-Russian president over his remarks that Kyiv is to blame for Russia's ongoing war and that supplying arms to Ukraine only prolongs the conflict. Bulgarian President Ruman Radev told reporters Friday he wanted to make it clear Ukraine insists on fighting this war. He also said the cost of the war is being paid by the whole of Europe. The embassy of Ukraine in Bulgaria in a statement on Saturday categorically stated Kyiv is making all possible efforts to restore peace and rejective Radev's stance. Kyiv said that the statements blaming the war on Ukraine only support Russian propaganda. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good but will spend the night in the hospital, according to his office, and a weekly cabinet meeting scheduled for Sunday will be pushed to Monday. The 73-year-old Israeli leader issued a video statement Saturday, hours after he was hospitalized for apparent dehydration. In the statement, Netanyahu said he was out in the sun on Friday without a hat and without water. He says that was not a good idea, and thank God I feel very good. He thanked the medical team and the public for messages of support. He said he had run requests, and that is, people drink water and act safely in the scorching summer heat. This is VOA News. The Suffolk County, New York District Attorney's Office said Friday they have charged a man with the murders of three women in New York more than a decade. And also of leaving their bodies near a Long Island beach. They believe the suspect to be a long-sought-after serial killer. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Officers in forensic suits were seen at the home of Rex Huerman, a 59-year-old architect who was arrested on Thursday. He faces first and second-degree murder charges for the deaths of three women. He's under investigation for the murder of a fourth, whose disappearance and death resembled the others. Huerman lived in Massapequa Park, a 20-minute drive from Gilgo Beach, 40 miles east of New York City, where bodies of nine women, one man, and a toddler girl were found in 2010 and 2011. Police say at least five of the Gilgo Beach victims were identified as missing prostitutes who had advertised for clients online. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Turney said detectives used DNA evidence to link Huerman. Huerman pleaded not guilty to his charges.
The U.S. announced late Friday it is sending F-16 fighter jets to protect ships from Iranian seizures in the Persian Gulf. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A senior defense official says the U.S. is beefing up its use of fighter jets around the strategic Strait of Hormuz to protect ships from Iranian seizures. The official says the U.S. is increasingly concerned about the growing ties between Iran, Russia, and Syria across the Middle East. The official told reporters the U.S. will send F-16 fighter jets to the Gulf region this weekend to augment the A-10 attack aircraft that have been patrolling there for more than a week. Last week, Iran tried to seize two oil tankers and opened fire on one of them. The U.S. Navy said in both instances, the Iranian naval vessels backed off when the guided missile destroyer USS McFall arrived on the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There has been an upset at the women's final at the Wimbledon tennis tournament. AP's Graham Eggers reports.
24-year-old Markéta Vondrousova has become the first unseeded women's champion at Wimbledon. The left-handed Czech ranked 42 in the world, securing the fairy tale win 6-4, 6-4 over the six-seed Ons Jabeur in a 1 hour and 20-minute final. Vondrousova was steady throughout the match, making just 13 unforced errors and held her nerve when Jabeur quickly went 3-1 up in the second set. From there, the Czech won five of the last six games to secure the most unlikely win. Jabeur, still winless after three Grand Slam finals, made 31 unforced errors and converted just four of her 10 breakpoint chances. I'm Graham Agars.
You'll find additional stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.